We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 165. Thus four worlds, Atzilut Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, begin from the place below Tabu of Ak and end above the point of this world. This is because the five Parzufim of the world of Atzilut begin from the place below Tabu of Ak and end above the Parsa. And from the Parsa down to this world stand the three worlds, Bia. This is the permanent state of the worlds Ak and Abia, and there will never be any diminution in them. It has already been explained that in that state there is only state of Vak, without Erosh in all the Parzufim in the worlds. This is so because even in the first three Parzufim of Atzilut, in whose Roshim there is Gal, they are still not imparted from their Pedan, and all the Gufim are Vak without Erosh. All the more so in the Parzufim Bia. Even the Parzufim of Ak will respect, with respect to their surroundings, are regarded as lacking Gal.
Shilot?
Questions? None. Okay, so what is he telling us here? The four worlds were clarified here. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, which start from the place that's below Tabu of Ak and end above the point of this world. Meaning from Tabu to Siyum, we have the place of the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and they emerge and are there. Because the five Parzufim of the world of Atzilut begin from the place below Tabu of Ak and end above the Parsa. And from the Parsa down to this world stand the three worlds, Bia, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And this is their permanent state. As there will never be any diminution in them, meaning it can't be any less than that. It has already been explained that in that state there is only the state of Vak without Erosh in all those parts of human worlds. Meaning it's not their perfection. They only have Vak, only the light of Nefesh Ruach Katnut, smallness, and no more than that. Because even in the first three parts of human of Atzilut, in which there is Gar in the Rosh, they're not imparted from their paid down, meaning in the three Parzufim of Atzilut, which is Atik, Arich Anpin, and Abba Ve'ima, which have the illumination of Chokhmah, also, it can't be any, unless it's in their Rosh. Because even in the first three Parzufim of Atzilut, where there's the Gar in their Rosh, they're still not imparted below there. Yeah. In their Guf, there's only Vak without a Rosh. And all the more, so it is in the Parzufim of Bia, which all stand below Parsa. And even the Parzufim of Ak, with respect to their surroundings, meaning there's the internal lights inside of Galgalta Absag Mabon above Tabu, and there's the surrounding lights in that area. So all the Parzufim of Ak until Tabu, relative to the surrounding light, are also regarded as lacking Gar, the upper three. And this is something that we are yet to learn. He says that you should look well at item 138 about that. About, see, item 32. PT 19.
This isn't clear at all. Also, when you read it now, he says in the first three Parzufim of Atzilut, there's Gal in the Rosh, but not affected from their pen below. You said that the Chokhmah is only in the Rosh. How can that be?
And from Peh down in the goop, there isn't.
So how can it only be in the Rosh? Because it's a result of two states, right?
I didn't understand.
How do you attain the Chochmah itself?
Because they have corrections, such that in their Rosh, in their heads, they have the possibility of receiving the light of Chochmah, but that's also not the light of Chochmah that there is above Tabur. The light of Chochmah also in every place is altogether the light of Chochmah. It depends on which kelim, in which vessels, what conditions they're received. Hence, that which is expands in the Rosh, in the Gar of Atzilut, in the Rosh, it's considered that there's no kelim, there's no vessels there yet. It's only intentions, thoughts, plans. So there are lights of Chochmah there, because specifically the existence of the light of Chochmah in the heads, the Rosh of Atzilut, brings them development, so that they will also be with such goof, so that they will also be able to receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow.
What's this light of Chochmah that we're speaking about?
The light of Chochmah is the knowledge of the Creator. The light of Chochmah is, well, how can I tell you? Direct connection with the Creator in a mutual way. Not that they're in the same direction, like with Chasadim, where I agree seemingly to the creation. But rather, the light of Chochmah is unification. Connection with the Creator.
And is there all Chochmah above the Parsa or below the Parsa?
There's no such thing below the Parsa.
Never below the Parsa?
No.
So that's the problem, that there's no light of Chochmah below the Parsa.
There never was. They only wanted to receive it in order to bestow and discover that they can't because there's no screens for it there. And they shattered.
So then it was shattered.
That's the reason for the shattering, that below Parsa there's no light chasadim that such that it could receive in order to bestow the light of Chochmah, and therefore they broke, they shattered.
So it's all an intention in the end.
What?
So it's in the intention, the shattering under the...
Yes, of course, with the intention. The shattering was done on purpose.
Well, I hope, yeah, that it does it.
It was known even before. Just like there were such prophets that talked about the ruin of the temple and all of those things. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. We just don't see where it is, where the Parsa is and where the vessels below Parsa and above Parsa are. So whoever sees this creation sees how they will receive or not receive these lights in order to receive, in order to bestow, and then they say that soon there will be the ruin. And soon such actions and things will happen.
So is this the place of work, the place of shattering?
Yes, all our work is the place of the shattering. We are in the place of the shattering. We are even below the place of the shattering. The place of the shattering has yet to be revealed.
The place of shattering is the work?
We need to merit to be rewarded to be in the place of shattering so that we will have the possibilities to truly correct the actual shattered.
I didn't know that.
You thought that you're already big, that you're correcting the shattering. Well, not yet. Kiev 1.
What's that constant place of the worlds, Akin Abia?
From Malchut of Insof. You remember, we drew a circle. So from the light of Insof, where there's a thin line that goes till the middle of all the circles. And that's the place of the worlds, the line of the worlds. And in this line are all the worlds. And all the surrounding light is around that. Where the line is in the middle, from the roof or the circumference of the outer circle to the middle of the middle line, of the middle of the circle, a very thin line, and that's where all the worlds, all the sefirot, all the pratsufim, all the worlds are there, and around the circles of the worlds, and in those circles are the surrounding lights. And maybe they can show us.
So in the last page of the, if you could show the last drawing in the book of the Ilan.
Yes, and then we need to participate in the work of the line work and the surrounding in order to draw as many as possible, as much as possible, the surrounding lights to arrange the line. And when we fill this line in order to bestow according to all of our vessels, then the line will become also a circle. And the light of Ein Sof will fill all the circles.
А что значит работать в линиях и в кругах?
What does it mean to work in a line or in a circle?
Лаавода бикав
за авода. The work in the line is the work with the line or with the three lines. It's work according to rules of the screen, the restriction, and the reflected light. The work in the circles is where we're not capable of working there in restriction and reflected light. It's above our vessels, above our forces. And therefore, we keep ourselves from receiving those lights, not to use them, but rather keep them far from us and be cautious of them. And this way we build ourselves in the line until we use all our desires to be arranged inside the line. And when we complete all that work in the line in order to bestow, then the light through the line, this line of Ein Sof, will fill all the circles, also according to the rule, the law of the line. There are several such actions, there's an action called Rav Pa'alim Mikabtziel, that we will learn about what happens there. That's still far from us, not today. And then the upper light enters all the circles and illuminates in all the worlds, including this world, in an unlimited way. And the light of Ein Sof fills the world of Ein Sof, as we call it. That's called, and his feet stand on Mount Olive, where the light of Ein Sof, instead of being just in Malchut of Ein Sof above, from which the Rosh of Galgalta started, but rather it fills also the line and all the circles around the line. That's it.
Так и это называется, что линия становится как круг.
That's called that the line becomes a circle.
Yes.
Focus group.
Focus group.
What does it mean in the end when he writes that the Patsufim of Ak in respect to their surroundings are also regarded as lacking Gal?
In the surroundings there's no Gal whatsoever. Because in the surroundings there's no screen. There's no screen restriction and reflected light. The surrounding lights are filled only by the screen restriction and the law that is in the line. That's what the surrounding come from. Where what you don't receive in the light in order to bestow, then those additional redundant, or not redundant, those additional lights that remain are outside the line. And they're called surrounding lights.
So in the Kav, the gar is lacking, so also in the surroundings?
No, altogether there's no concept gar in the surrounding lights.
So why does he speak about it in Ak? Because if it was the surroundings of Bia, it's something else. But Ak is supposedly above it.
Ak is above the worlds of Abia, but it's limited. It's very limited. From it, the line began. Altogether, what Galgalta, Ab, Sagma, Upper Ma, and Upper Bon received, those five Portsifim, they receive very little. It's written a very thin line, which expands from Malchut of Insof to the center of the circles.
PT4. We learn that the worlds are concealments on the light, but the more we read, it seems that more and more light is revealed. First the Tabul, then the Palsa, then there's more worlds below.
Through concealment, you can reveal the light. Therefore, the lights are called so. As they perform a concealment upon the light of Ein Sof and arrange it according to the law of the line, and from the law of the line, the light can illuminate.
It's the concealment that the worlds create in order to reveal the light.
Yes, yes. It's in order to reveal. And if you see how in our world, if you want to discover something, you also have to hide something. That's revelation in concealment. Also, when we start altogether, what is a screen called? A screen is called something that stops, filters, and transfers in a limited way. Therefore, it's given to for the lower ones to be able to perceive through it.
So the screen is greater the more you descend through the worlds?
Yes, on one hand. We will learn those things that are in perception. What screens are there? To the extent in which the screen is greater, it also eventually gives us greater revelation. And from a greater concealment in it. Moscow 1.
Если представление о намерении приходит после действия, это имеет отношение к духовным мирам?
If the line comes after the deed, does it have anything to do with spiritual work?
Лимуд.
Always the study comes from a deed, from an action. Always. Without the action, if a person receives something, it's not study. It's not his. Specifically, through the action, what is revealed is the essence of the action he did and the result of it. PT 6.
Rav, about the drawing that we see now, we see like a thin line. We always say that the illumination is a thin line. So what's the importance? That's on one hand. Then we say that the whole world was created for this. So what's the importance of this very thin line? Why is all of creation aimed to this tiny thing?
The bestowal of the Creator is in circles. And the bestowal of the Creator upon the will to receive that He created is in line. To obligate the will to receive the law of the line, the limitation of the line, the guidance, the direction of the line. And that way, accordingly, the will to receive that will be formatted in such a way gradually that it will exist and behave like the line. So it will seemingly be the source of the light for all the worlds.
Why is all of creation for this? All of creation, why is it on this thin line?
Because through this line, a creature, a created being, receives the bestowal from the Creator, changes to restriction and to Tzimtzum Aleph, basically, and the work in the line from below upwards, and by that becomes similar to the Creator in small, small doses throughout many, many actions. And by that, since the will to receive shatters, and by the will to receive shattering, it performs gradual actions, one after another, then it comes to a state in which it slowly, slowly starts to cover all of Malchut of Ein Sof. It's like we're advancing in our technologies. So we have today, in such a high frequency, our computers work that once it was a few bits, and now it's mega, terra, and so on, such frequencies, and what will it be? We are advancing towards a state in which there's barely any border between that which is in a digital, individual way, or in an analog way that is non-stop. And that's how we are too. When we finish, when we fill the circle in Ein Sof and come to the states in which we fill the mutuality of Ein Sof, but the filling nevertheless is by small portions, small doses, by small portions. And in those small portions, we reveal the circle of Ein Sof. On behalf of the Creator, it's the circle. On behalf of the created being, it is the small squares until we fill the circle in the final precision. And there in that final precision, it's written, and the Creator will finish it for me. Where there, the to complete, how should I call this, to complete the squares to circles, to make one complete integral, it is ready, very special actions, many. But we will talk there about where the number P comes from and all kinds of other calculations. It's interesting. But then everything, the pi and other things that we come to through discrete individual digits that come from the decimals to one in which all our squares fill Malchut of Ein Sof in our reflected light. And nevertheless, something remains there, something additional to add there. And it's written about that, and the Lord shall complete that for me. We will have words to explain that later.
These little portions, is it aimed so the created being can taste all the flavors in the light? That's why it's little portions and not at once?
At once we wouldn't feel anything. We need to precede it with a deficiency. And in the deficiency, in the reflected light, to clothe the direct light. And then we can feel it. Then it becomes ours. Then by that we come similar to the Creator. Otherwise, no. Okay, friends, this is all okay, but where are we?
PT9. If I understand correctly, so all of the correction, including the world of Atzilut and all the souls that go there and correct it, it's all the correction of the line, right?
Yes, the corrections are in the line.
And all of creation, the circles, as we saw now, are infinite times more than this line, right?
Certainly, certainly.
So if everything we do, even in Gemar Tikkun, that we add our forces, it's not even a tiny even bit of all of creation. So why is it called that we're resembling the Creator or becoming partners?
Because we fill the circles. We fill the circles. We fill the Creator.
But if we're just working in the line, so how are we filling the circles?
By the line, we fill the circles. Read the second part of the study of Ten Sefirot. It'll be clearer to you, maybe now. Okay. All right. We still have Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav, friends. I'm reading. By the concealment, we can reveal the light. It sounds like a code to say how the contradictions emphasize each other. And in the same time, they show us the direction before the separation. Is that right?
I don't know what you're saying. Your words are kind of like not from the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Okay, I'll think about it. Thank you.
No, Be'er Sheva.
Well, Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit, Bereshutcha Rav.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. What's the definition of light and what are the characteristics in it?
Or ze kol tov shebe olamot.
Light is all the good that there is in the world. That's it. And everything's in it, the abundance. And all the will to receive is just in order to let the light shine and be revealed in the whole concealment. In the place where there was concealment. In the worlds.
What's in it that causes all these changes in us?
Because it is perfection. And it comes from the Creator. Which is why it has complete control over the will to receive, over its filling, over its correction.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We are in item 166.
Yes.
Read.
Item 166. Hence, overall, there are three ascents to complete the worlds in the three levels, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, which they lack. These ascents depend on the lower ones, raising of Man. The first ascent is when the lower ones raise Man from the coarseness of phase two. At that time, the achap of the level of Binah and Neshama, with respect to the ten sefirot of the second kind, are sorted from the illumination of the Dat of Shuruk. These mochin shine to the Zat and the Gufim as well, like in the Paltzufim of Ak. When the full quantity that exists in the ten sefirot of the Rashim of the Paltzufim of Ak traverses and spreads to the Gufim as well.
Tov.
Okay.
Shilot.
Questions? None. I really hope that you will read this later throughout the day. Otherwise, with the same what you heard just now, it won't remain.
167. It turns out that when these mochin traverse the partzufim of Atzilut, each of the five partzufim of Atzilut receives mochin of Binah and Neshama, called mochin of Sag, which illuminate Gar to their partzufim as well as an Ak. Hence, it is then considered that they grow and rise and clothe the Partzufim of Ak to the extent of the Mochin that they achieved.
Okay, I can see that really there's no response from people. PT 17.
We learned how the illumination of Chokhmah can't go below the Parsah. So how can creation be corrected with the upper lights?
I don't understand. Where is it written that you're asking?
In the previous item.
Well, hence, the three ascents to complete the worlds in the three levels, the Shema Chaya Echida, which they lack. These worlds have Nefesh Ruach, and they need to correct themselves in the lights of Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya Echida. They need the three ascents to do that. Each of them, every Pertzuf, needs to be in three ascents. Otherwise, it won't be able to correct itself. In the place it can't be, only in the ascents.
Ma?
What?
Ani lo shomea.
I don't hear.
He speaks about correcting the world of Bria, or am I mistaken?
All the worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, if they want to receive addition, they have to ascend. They have Nefesh Ruach. They want to receive the addition of the light of Neshama. That's the first ascent. The light of Chaya is the second ascent. The light of Yechida is the third ascent.
So he's speaking about an ascent beyond the Parsa?
Yes. Okay, guys, we are moving to the women. Please.
From USA, is the Parsa in a constant place below the Tabul always? The Parsa is in a constant place. There's a Parsa that goes up and down. There is such a term, the Parsa of Atzilut, that separates between Atzilut and the worlds of Bria, of Bia. It's in a constant place. It's between the third and two-thirds of Tiferet and Nekudot of Sag. That's it.
There's a few other good questions. WH, what is the point of this world?
The point of this world is the lowest point, that until there, the upper light can develop.
Next. PT 38, it's written, and this is the permanent state of the world of Ak and Abia, which will never have any less than that. What does it mean that there'll be never diminution in them?
That it can be that they fall even below that degree. Next.
Moscow 18. In Atzilut, in the three first Parzufim, there's Gar in the Rosh, but they don't operate below the Peh. What's the difference between there being no Rosh and there is a Rosh, but the Rosh doesn't function?
The thing is that after the shattering, a correction took place. That not like in the Rosh, and let's say Gelgal Ta'ab Sag, all the Patsufim above the Tabu, what they have in the Rosh expands in the Guf. Here, no. What's in the Rosh expanding in the Guf? But through all kinds of limitations and conditions, and that's what we need to understand, that in the Rosh there's Gar, and in the Guf it's Vak.
What's the difference between existing, not functioning, or having Gar and not functioning?
It works, but in a limited way.
Is there a difference between Atzilut and Bia? After all, there's Katnut there as well.
In Atzilut there can be light. That's what called Atzilut, from the word Etzlo, with him, at his place. And in Bia there are no real lights, only the light of birth. Small lights that are results of as much as the light goes from Atzilut below the Parsa. More.
PT2, what lights do we fill first? Those that are close to the line or those that are further?
That is a nice question. Usually, we fill the circles from the easier to the more difficult, like all the corrections, that from the near to the far.
If vak without rosh is katnut, then why vak with less without rosh is called a permanent state?
The katnut is its permanent state, and the gadlut will only be in gemar tikkun.
Why is the reception of mochin causing the pertsufim of atzilut to clothe upon the pertsufim of ak?
Otherwise, where can they get an addition of mochin from? Only by ascending to the pertsufim of ak and clothing upon them, and from that getting their additions.
Yekaterinburg, in the pertsufim of Abia, there's no God. Is that in all the worlds? Is the keter of the system is the world of Ak?
In the pertsufim of Atzilut, there are additions that can be below the tabu. What do they want to say about it? I don't know.
They're saying there's no gar, so where is their gar?
There's no light like above the tabu, but there's their own gar. They have additions that we will still need to learn about. It's Chochmah and the 32 paths, and the illumination of Chochmah. There are all kinds of things. More?
Under what conditions do we merit the light of Chochmah?
The light of Chochmah we merit only under the condition that we want to bestow to others. That we can bestow to others. That we're able and we are doing that action of bestowing to the others. That we're adding the vessels of the others to us, correcting them and filling them. That's called that I am bestowing or filling the others with the light of Chochmah.
PT6, when does the work in the line become the work in the circles?
Let's say this. For now, we're not speaking about work in the circles. It'll be a lot closer to Gmar Tikkun. It'll also be understood what we're actually doing. For now, we don't touch the circles. It's something very interesting. What happens? Because usually, through the circles, we can get this general providence, the general providence. Through the circles, if I want to connect to some kind of, let's say a friend, somewhere out there in corporeality, in the other side of the world, and wherever he is there, in the system of Adam Rishon that doesn't even belong to geography of this world or anything, I can connect to him through a circle. The circles are the general providence that as much as I connect to the Creator and yearn for the general correction, through this general system, I can bestow on all. I clothe on the Creator and bestow to all.
You will say, "Aim avodah ba'asiriyah za avodah be'kav."
Work in the ten, the work in the line.
Yes. Our work is working in the line. Our work is connecting between us to such an extent that will be as the line. Partsuf is the line. It has circles, but its work is in the line.
W2.
Does the light change its frequency? Is that our correction?
The light changes the frequency a lot. The Neran Chai of Neran Chai of Neran Chai. Every time the frequency changes in infinite pixels, hertz, I don't know how to call it, because the lower one can cause such things in the upper one that the lower one doesn't even know, in that same frequency or height that the upper one is doing those actions. That's why all of our work is, it ends in prayer, that by this we connect to a higher degree, and it starts working for us.
And
that is, that's the law, that I'm not taking the responsibility away from me. I have to connect to the upper one. I have to obligate the upper one, and the upper one's happy about it. I'm doing him a favor. In spirituality, it's doing a favor if you ask from the upper one to do something for me. And I need to do the work, certain work, because, or before I turn to him and ask from the upper one. That's how it works. Dudi, what are you smiling about? Say it.
That's it, thank you.
Okay, so thank you, women. And let's go to the third part of the lesson.
We're going to move to the next